This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
56-yarder from Tucker, leans into it. Hits the post! And a first quarter doink!
5 from 50-plus. 53 tonight. No.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit. Been working hard. From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
That was John Harbaugh on Sunday, and I guess we should add an inkling that something was coming because we talked about early in the show yesterday that John Harbaugh's tone had completely changed in regards to Justin Tucker. And then at 5 o'clock yesterday, the Ravens released a statement. We'll get more into the statement in a little bit. But Justin Tucker, now released by the Baltimore Ravens. I think he's currently still the most accurate kicker in NFL history, yeah, though, coming off his worst year in the NFL. And then, obviously, we know about what was happening this offseason. Justin Tucker, well, the timing is interesting, but he is now gone.
Yeah. I mean, look, you want to say it's for football reasons so you can try to avoid grievances and save your billionaire owner the most money you could possibly save him and, you know, reap the greatest financial rewards you think are possible by cutting him and also get the maximum salary cap benefit. That's fine. And look, we talked so much about last year. Over the last 2 years, among all qualified kickers, he's 27th in field goal percentage. So that certainly... You know, can you find for far less money someone to be the 25th best kicker or 22nd best kicker, which again would be better than Tucker the last 2 years?
Hopefully that's the looper.
Right? I think that's a reasonable assertion, and that is in essence the assertion that they're making publicly. But this is no ordinary kicker. He leaves behind the most unique kicking profile in NFL history. You look at the... what he's done in the biggest moments, what he's done from distance in the clutch, how good he was for how long, and how much of a cult hero he became in this town where there were large swaths of his time here where he was the most popular pro athlete in this town.
Only jersey anybody was buying. The end of the Joe Flacco era before Lamar got here?
The Orioles had stretches where they're losing 110 games year after year after year, and... you know, the Ravens had a downturn, but as the offense started to meet its demise under Flacco and as players started to retire in droves from the last Super Bowl team, like, we all know how many commercials he had here, how ubiquitous he was with this city and the opera and all that. It was such a unique resume, such a unique profile on so many levels. I mean, has 60 Minutes ever done a primetime profile on another kicker in the history of this league? I doubt it.
Probably not.
as the guy is kicking and he's, I mean, at that point, he was probably only 5-6 years into his career. Like, so you look at all that and there's that prism, but as soon as that first banner story came out, we all read it and we're like, How do you ever endorse that guy again? Like, yeah. There's no way this is poppycock. There's no way this is make-believe. There's no way that a bunch of lawyers, you know, looked at this and decided not to vet it. No, it was all heavily vetted. And Justin Tucker put up all his, you know, bloviating and all his statements, but he hasn't done a damn thing to formally repudiate any of the allegations made against him in any sort of court of law or any court, just the court of public opinion.
There will not be a court of law in this situation. So
there will not. And so we knew all logic and reason said this can't go on much longer. But then there was also us sitting there saying, well, why has it gone on this long? And as we started to detail right after they drafted the Looper, hey, If you are committed to that kid or you want to be committed to that kid, you can't have this toxic, selfish oaf in the building with him because it won't be good for anybody. And they clearly saw that as well. So while they want to deem it football decisions, is Justin Tucker a worse kicker now than he was going into the most meaningful playoff games this team has played maybe ever?
No.
Or, I mean, by ever, I mean of the last decade, right? He didn't get better. Like, no one was watching him in his backyard in January and February working out, right? He's the same guy they stood behind all through the playoffs. He's the same guy they stood behind for football reasons, despite the contract, all the way through the entire season. What changed was the banner did its reporting. The team looked into it. The team knows that there are a lot of credible pieces of information that were reported. The team knows that Justin Tucker isn't this exemplary, upstanding guy that they're propping him out as in their statement. They know he would have probably been a turd to this kid. They know it would have been untenable to have them competing face-to-face in real time. They know the kind of person and the kind of ego, some would say egomaniacal person, that this guy is. And so they decided now is the time for competitive reasons to nip it in the bud. But it's being nipped in the bud, not because he got worse than as a kicker. The reason he's not getting to compete with this kid to find out who's really better is because of everything that was reported in the banner.
Sure. Like he's also been bad. But yes. This
but they given, keep, they given keep that him, statement yeah. in light of this tells you if that stuff doesn't come out, they might still draft a kicker, and this thing is playing out through training camp, and the tie probably goes to Tucker.
Oh, I think Tucker's back, if not for this article. I do think, though, that most NFL teams would have handled this the same way. Like, I think that corporate America... I'm interested when we talk to Amy Trask, and we'll get to the show in a little bit, but I just think
that's
these...
Dirty pool.
I'm interested to hear what she has to say about that, but I just think they're all corporations, and they're always CYA.
Not everybody would have taken Mike Green.
No.
Because it took 58 times people saying no before they said yes.
I hear you.
It's the combination with Mike Green, and we're bringing up the Tyler Loop. Okay, you don't want him in the building. Well, you knew you were taking a kicker this entire time. You knew that if you weren't going to draft one, you were going to bring in an undrafted kid. We've heard John Harbaugh talk how many press conferences. We're looking really deep in the kickers. Randy Brown's traveling all over the country to look at these. They knew they were taking a kicker this whole time.
But let's be clear. It was always, and Jason's right, it's because of the banner piece. It was always getting here.
Yes.
He was, my timeline was way off. I said Valentine's Day, but he was never kicking for this team again. The timing is interesting, but once that piece came out and the NFL's doing its investigation, like, he was not kicking here again. And then once you take a kicker, it became pretty damn clear, as Jason said, you got to give that kid a full runway.
But there would have been nothing.
You were taking a kicker.
Yeah.
You knew that this was going to happen. That's what doesn't make any sense. And when you have your team president a month prior saying nothing's going to happen until the investigation's done.
And you've got the coach at the combine saying, we still love Justin Tucker. Or I still love Justin Tucker. I mean,
he still does.
You could have, you know, avoided all that. And the bottom line is, at any point this offseason, you could have said, hey, Justin Tucker was the 27th most accurate kicker in NFL.
You didn't
in the league
here.
The last 2 years. Like, Justin Tucker, the last 2 years is 43.8% from 50 yards
he's
or more.
He's a cap hit of like, $7 million.
Yeah, he has not lived up to the contract extension. Football is a business. We applaud him for all he did. He's one of the more decorated on-field players in Ravens history, but we're moving on for him to go in a different direction because we have 2 years of data that shows Father Time's undefeated. I mean, like you could have done that. You could have done that at any point in the offseason.
I feel like I'm the a-hole here because they didn't have a single game or practice or anything. They eventually did the right thing, and I think most fans, because they did the right thing, they'll have something else that gets their
I would push back on that. Like, they did the right thing.
They got rid of him. That's the right thing. They got rid of him. He's gone. Now, is the timing right?
They did the right thing. And how many times have we played statements over the last 3 months and been like, wow, that's really bad. That's really tone deaf. How many polls have we done with people saying,
hey, I hear you, but
I want him out of town now.
I get it.
And then they started to hide behind. What was their reaction to that? They started to hide behind an investigation.
They got there and there are no practices, no games. He's never going to be in that building. Like,
he was in the building two days ago.
I'm talking about with the other kicker and being a part of real practice.
I wouldn't call that doing the right thing.
Well, he's gone.
It was a business decision that they got around to making at the last possible point they could have to avoid reporters talking to this kid and him saying, how's Justin Tucker treating you? Well, you know, he hasn't talked to me yet.
Yeah. We have a very busy show. Very, very busy. Morgan Atsett, Channel 45 sports director. We'll get her thoughts on this at 2:30. We'll talk Orioles with part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. The Orioles start a 3-game series in Minnesota tonight against the Twins. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joins us at 3. Jeff Zrebeck has been covering the Ravens, Justin Tucker's entire career. He's with The Athletic. We'll talk about this at 3:30. Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman, MD. He's got the baseball podcast with Bordy. He joins us at 4 o'clock. Mark Viviano covered Justin Tucker's entire career, retired now, was with WJZ. He's the man who broke the story of the Ravens were moving to Baltimore. He joins at 4:30. And Amy Trask, former CEO of the Raiders, at 5:30.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, we're going to take a lot of people's temperature on how this was handled. And look, the bottom line is, I can speak for everybody in this part of this building, in this studio, me, Gigi, Bone, Ben, we all wanted this guy out of our town. We were done with him. And we're going to talk about the complicated legacy for a few days here. And we were already Team Big Looper.
Yes.
And we're going to move on. And if some point down the road, this franchise decides they want to honor this guy or have a day for this guy or decorate him in some way in their ring of honor or whatever, then there'll be a lot to talk about then. Like, I'm really excited that we don't have to ask anymore. When are they going to cut this scumbag?
Yeah.
I'm glad he's gone. But there is a lot. It's again, one of the more complicated players in this franchise's history.
Coming up next, the Ravens, they released that statement at 5 o'clock yesterday. What did we think of the Ravens' official statement on the release of Justin Tucker? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.